MTV Cast.
Hey, calling in from Butte. Just had a speedy little resupply and got right back on the road. See, I called in leaving Helena. Lava Mountain was one of the tougher sections, I think. I think my Rockstar Trail experience helped me out a little bit. Because I was more used to the rocks. So it wasn't too terrible. I was able to ride most of it. But it was definitely a little wet. I imagine the night before, if it got pounded by rain like I think it did, anyone up there that had a rough time. So yeah, it was a little sloppy, especially coming down. I had to live up to my 2013 nickname that Greg Ashton gave me of Endo. I'm one of the somewhat chunky downhill parts. It was a little wet, maybe a foot and a half, a little drop that I was definitely not hucking anything, but I was riding it and just dropping my wheel off the front. And it was too late before I realized that I was dropping my front wheel into a bowl of pudding, and it sunk about half a foot in and just stopped, and I flew right over the bars. I'm kind of glad that it completely stopped and grabbed the bike, because I was, as I was falling, I was bracing to get steamrolled by my bike coming behind me. But it stuck solid in that bowl of pudding. Surprisingly, didn't hurt anything. And the bike was totally fine. And most importantly, the only part of me that got dirty was on the side. So my butt, which I need to sit on, and my feet didn't get dirty, so happy about that. My hands did, and my gloves were dirty, but I've got other gloves, and that's my big problem. So, yep, headed out. I want to at least get over Fleecer, hopefully in the daylight, which I would imagine is normally no big deal, given what time it is right now, but I'm looking off into the distance in the mountains, and it doesn't look too great as far as weather goes. So it could potentially be really. But regardless, I think I'll still get to at least Wise River tonight, or possibly push on a few hours past. So we'll talk to you later.